welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, talented, humorous, clever individuals who are going to show their skill with words and language as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four are seated on my right, Paul Merton and Lisa Tarbuck, and seated on my left, Tony Hawks and Ross Noble. Please welcome all four of them. Seated beside me is Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me with the score. She'll blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the radio theatre, the heart of Broadcasting House. And Broadcasting House, not very far away from the first subject. And, Ross, we'd like you to begin the show with this subject. Regent's Park.
Oh.
60 seconds. Tell us something about Regent's Park in this game, starting now.
There's nothing I like more than going down to Regent's Park and feeding the swans to my dogs. Yes, they can't help themselves. And the bonus of that is it really annoys the Queen. She swans around London. That's where
Lisa
she lives.
Challenge.
Swans.
Swans.
Swan. She swans around.
Different
and
type
you
of swan,
swan,
though, isn't it?
Still spelt the same, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, it's spelt the same, and so though it was different, I'm afraid it was the same word. So
nice.
In just a minute, we go on words. Lisa, well
no,
listened.
Scared.
Correct chance. 46 seconds for you to take over the subject. I'm going to a point, of course, for a correct challenge. Regent's Park, starting now.
I'm rather partial to the cherry blossom avenue that comes obviously in spring. There's also a rose garden, which is wonderful to visit, particularly when the rose's fragrances is...
Ross, challenge.
Hesitation.
Yeah. Bang to rights.
So, Ross, you've got the subject back again. But 34 seconds, a correct challenge for you, and point for that. Regent's Park, starting now.
Keep off the grass, the signs say, but there's quite a lot of it down there, so why not just take all your clothes off and run around? That way, if the park keeper...
Tony, challenge.
Because that's illegal. You said, why not, and I'm telling you, why not?
Well, it's
so
immoral.
What is your challenge within the rules of Just a Minute?
Yes, that's where I'm a bit scuppered. I think we'll all agree it was a valuable point, but I won't be earning one.
But you won't be earning one, because it wasn't deviation with the rules of Just a Minute, because he can say that if he wants to.
He can.
And keep going. Right. Ross, an incorrect challenge, another point to you. 25 seconds, Regent's Park, starting now.
In the middle of the park is the Regent's Park Theatre, which don't go down there and...
Paul, challenge.
Slight hesitation.
There was a slight hesitation, yes. And so you've definitely got in there. So we're going to hear from everyone on the subject. Regent's Park is with you, Paul. 21 seconds available, starting now.
Hesitation.
You wicked so-and-so. Give Ross a bonus point, because we enjoyed his way of playing the game, but Paul did not actually hesitate, so he gets another point for that, and Regent's Park is still with him. 19 seconds, Paul, starting now.
The Regent's Park Open Air Theatre is one I know well. I've played it on and off for the last 20 years with the Comedy Store Players. Every summer, we pick a particular Sunday, go on and do a two-hour improvised show. It's a magnificent...
Tony Challenge.
No, I don't think he did, actually. I thought he said repeated show, but he didn't, did he?
No.
So
no.
I'm having a nightmare round.
It doesn't matter. The others are getting points.
Oh,
another point to you, Paul. 6 seconds. Regent's Park, starting now.
Regency bucks would greet each other across the greenery and say...
Tony Challenge then. No.
I've made another mistake, I think.
Greenery.
Well, I thought he hesitated, but...
He did. He made a complete mess of it.
Hesitation.
Yeah, well, we... it seemed to be gibberish to me.
But not hesitation.
But we interpret sometimes some gibberish as hesitation, don't we?
Well, if we're wandering into the labyrinths of your mind, Nicholas, I'm going to lay a breadcrumb trail now.
Right. All right. What I'll do, as I've done before sometimes, I'll give the benefit of the doubt to you, Paul.
Thank you.
And if I can redress the balance sometime later, Tony, I will
That's
give it
fine,
back to you.
But within the next fortnight.
And Paul has got the benefit of the doubt. A point to you for that. 2 seconds on Regent's Park, starting now.
Regent's!
Who challenged? Lisa.
I did, for a cheeky hesitation. But you heard it, but it's not true, is it? It's not even funny.
Give her a bonus point, because she's quite good. Paul, you have another point.
Yep.
You have 1.5 seconds on Regent's Park starting now.
Regent's!
So Paul Merton was speaking as the whistle went, and in this game, whoever does that gets an extra point, and so he's got a commanding lead at the end of it. In fact, more points have been scored in the first round than any other first round I can remember. Lisa, we'd like you to begin the next round. A lovely subject. If I were rich, would you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
If I were rich, I'd buy myself a new hip and a colour television. Mm-hmm. Then I'd set to work on my...
Ross Challenge.
Hesitation.
There was a hesitation. I don't know why, because it was going well. I love the idea.
But is the television and the hip linked in some way?
That's what I was trying to work out.
You'll never know unless I get it back.
Oh. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, can we have a bit of a whip round for this hip for you? I mean... Seems a shame.
That's how she did the hip in the first place.
Smile that.
So, Ross, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. 54 seconds available. If I were rich, starting now.
If I was rich, I would open up my own...
Tony Challenge.
He failed to use the subjunctive there. And he said, if I was rich, it's
well, it doesn't
if I
matter.
Were rich.
It
matters to me. And it matters to this audience. Did you hear the groundswell?
Listen,
our audience, are you easily whipped up for no reason at all?
But...
are you able to calm down and become a normal audience? Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'd like to make a little bit of a point here, which
right.
is yeah. not that long ago yeah. in my life.
Yeah.
I was promised the benefit of the bloody doubt.
Well, they keep inviting you back.
Tony, it was only 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
That's why I remembered it then.
Ross.
Yes.
You have an incorrect challenge.
Oh, lovely.
So you have a point. And if I were rich, 52 seconds. 52 seconds starting now.
If I were rich, I would pay for English grammar lessons. And then I would go around to Tony Hawks' house and I would shout all proper stuff through the letterbox. And then, no doubt, he could come down the stairs and look upon me and bless me with such grace and honour that I would be forced to take a special covering and place it over his head and use fine tapestries to put the works of Shakespeare all down the side of this magnificent, almost a tapestry in many ways.
Oh, no! That was an automatic reaction, and one was plural and one wasn't, so I've fallen into the old...
Yes. But I'm in tomorrow afternoon.
I'll bring me loom. Mm.
So you've got 18 seconds to continue on If I Were Rich, Ross, starting now.
If I were rich, I would be Little Richard. That's right, the favourite rich of mine. I would dress up in his clothing.
Tony Challenge.
Well, you can do this if you're not rich.
Not
you can do it tomorrow afternoon after you've come round to my house and done the tapestry thing, where you don't have to be rich
well,
to be there.
Well, I bloody will, then.
But, Tony, even if he were rich...
Oh, I'm fighting with you.
That huge reaction, listeners, was because Tony Hawks, in desperation, threw his buzzer on the ground and stormed out. Anyway... Yeah. An incorrect challenge. You will get your benefit of the doubt when it comes up, Tony. If I were rich with you, Ross, 10 seconds starting now.
If I were rich, I would get myself a gold-plated...
Paul Challenge.
We have I would every time.
I would, yes.
Well,
yes.
I would.
Yes. So, Paul, that's correct challenge. Another point to you. If I were rich, 7 seconds starting now.
If I were rich, I would build my...
Ross Challenge.
Maybe. Yeah, I challenged.
I know you challenged. What was it?
He's loaded.
I would still play Just a Minute on a Saturday night.
Right,
was the end of the sentence.
He may have some quite a bit of money, more than the rest of us, but at the same time... at the same time, he can still take this subject and say, if I were rich, because he could be richer than he is at the moment.
Oh, yeah. That would be richer. Ask Tony.
Ross, I give you a bonus point because we enjoyed your interjection. Paul, you were incorrectly challenged. You have a point. You have 6 seconds. If I were rich, starting now.
I would build a pyramid shaped like Alan Sugar and stick it in my back garden. Every Sunday I would say, I...
Sir Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he's now taking the lead ahead of Ross Noble. Anyway, Tony, we'd like you to start the next round. Great strides. Lovely subject. Start on it. 60 seconds, starting now.
I'm hardly making great strides through the scorecard in this particular edition of Just a Minute. However, that will change because underneath this table, I am wearing great strides. Ross could glance to his right and confirm this, should he wish to do so. However, he is busy listening to see if I repeat anything, and he can't do two things at the same time, let's face it. And so I would wear these strides, particularly this...
Paul Charles.
Hesitation.
I think it was a hesitation then, yes.
Right. I think there was.
Yeah. 33 seconds, Paul, on great strides, starting now.
Samuel Taylor Coleridge strode around the length and breadth of Britain, composing his poems. He liked nothing better than to put on the sou'wester and head out into the Yorkshire Dells and come back with a magnificent set of stands that he'd slap on the kitchen table and say to his wife, there we are, I've done it again. There was...
Tony Jones.
Well, I'm looking forward to the benefit of the doubt, but I think he's been going for some time on the back of saying once, he once strode out. And
yes,
he's not really talking
poems.
About great strides.
No, he strode out once, but you didn't get back to the subject on the card in time. And I think I will give you the benefit of the doubt on this one. And so you have 13 seconds on great strides starting now.
Often go into Regent's Park, take great strides round the inner circle, then going on to the outer one of those, and I will keep doing it till 4 p.m, 5 o'clock, whatever.
A poor challenge.
I thought he was going to say 5 p.m. So I was wrong.
No, he's played the game a few times before.
Yeah.
So, Paul, and another incorrect challenge, you see, it's mounting up, isn't it? Great strides are still with you, Tony. 4 seconds, starting now.
The greatest strides taken by man were by a
So Tony Hawkes was then speaking as the whistle went, and he's broken his duck. He's now moving forward ahead of Lisa Darbuck, behind Ross Noble and Paul Merton, who's in the lead. And Paul, we'd like you to begin the next round. Faux pas. Tell us something about faux pas in just a minute, starting now.
Not a term for your enemy's father. Rather instead, a phrase which means you have done something wrong. I remember the distinguished writer and broadcaster Dennis Norden recounting an anecdote where such a faux pas happened. He was at a party, turned to the woman next to him and said, tell me what happened to that awful blonde woman that our host used to be married.
Ross Challenge.
It's a repetition of woman, but I was kind of into the story, so I'm torn.
Not too torn, though.
No, not really.
He did repeat woman, unfortunately, yes. Yeah. I was waiting for the payoff myself. Yeah. Can you give us the payoff now?
No.
Right.
Later, perhaps.
Yeah. Right. 41 seconds for you, Ross, on faux pas, starting now.
I'm always doing the old faux pas. My favourite one tends to be at a gig where...
Paul Charles.
My hesitation.
That was a hesitation, yes. So you got back in again.
I'll give him that. Let's hear Norden's gag.
Right, yes. 35 seconds. Faux pas with you, Paul, starting now.
To that whole blonde person he was married to, and she said, I dyed my...
Ross Chance.
It's a repetition of blonde.
Yes.
Sorry.
If you pick up a story, you've got to put the basics down again, haven't you? Right. Yeah. So, Ross, you've got in with another
challenge.
This
particular anecdote can be on the BBC website.
32 seconds, Ross. Faux pas, starting now.
I saw a friend of mine and said, congratulations, you're pregnant. To which she replied, no, I had the baby some time ago. I just haven't dropped the weight. I tried to cover up by saying, well, you look nice, fat. Unfortunately, that didn't seem to go down particularly well. It was very much a faux pas. I use that word, obviously, because I am bilingual.
Tony Chance.
It's two words.
Yeah. What?
Is it within the rules to punch him?
It's against the law.
To be honest.
I meant expression. So, yes, it's two words, so, Tony, correct challenge. 8 seconds, faux pas, starting now.
I think it might be from the French meaning false step. I often go...
Oh, you think, you know.
Wonderful interjection, Ross. A bonus point for that. Tony, you were interrupted. Get a point for that. 5 seconds, faux pas, starting now.
One has to be very careful when one's at a pub.
Paul Challenge.
One, but it's just one.
Too many ones.
One has to be very careful when one's at a party.
Possibly, yes.
It's classic.
See, he's at it again. He's at it again.
2 seconds, Tony, on faux pas, starting now.
Clive Dunn, who was in Dad's Army, will...
So Tony Hawks will then speak as the whistle wind, and he's moving forward. He's catching up the two leaders, Paul Merton and Ross Noble. Elise is still bringing up a valiant rear. And I'm sorry, that could have been misinterpreted, but...
Right.
Even misinterpreted is a great compliment. It's,
thank you.
But the point is...
Who wants a cowardly arse?
Ross, it's your turn to begin. The subject is... a lovely literary one. Moby Dick, starting now.
Moby Dick is a terrible affliction often suffered by sailors who have had improper relations with large mammals. Not an easy thing to do, I might add. There was the time at the Sea Life Centre where I couldn't really help myself, so I went for a cheeky swim. I went towards the large creature and started to flirt, batting my eyelids. Unfortunately, because whales don't have normal eyelids, he didn't quite...
Tony Challenge.
Repetitive eyelids.
Yes, there was eyelids. Right. I'm glad you got him off that one. We're still trying to recover from his opening remark, actually. And you've got 28 seconds on Moby Dick starting now.
I think Moby Dick was probably a sperm whale. And I've never really wanted to know how they got that name. We won't go into it here, certainly. Herman Melville probably was the writer. I might get caught.
Paul Charles.
We have probably before.
No.
Oh, didn't we? I'm imagining words.
No, probably a sperm whale.
Yeah.
You say at the beginning, probably a sperm whale.
Yeah.
Listen, Paul. Yeah. 14 seconds, Paul, on Moby Dick starting now.
When I was 12 years old, I went down to the Marine Centre and pulled a muscle. Moby Dick was a magnificent creature of fiction. 19th century Americana. Moby Dick. The Americans look up to this magnificent piece of... literature.
So at the end of that round, Paul Merton speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's now taking the lead just ahead of Ross Noble, then Tony Hawks and Lisa Tarbuck. Lisa, we'd like you to begin the next round. a lovely subject for an actress. Histrionics. 60 seconds, if you want it, starting now.
Histrionics is an overdramatic... Ross.
Hesitation.
Yes, we have to interpret that as hesitation. 57 seconds on histrionics, Ross, starting now.
Histrionics is where you take a character from history and animatronics and combine the two. Say, Sir Walter Riley with a head.
Paul Chance.
Sir Walter who?
Walter Riley.
Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Chaz
and Dave. A deviation from Sir Walter Riley.
Riley, yes. I think that's correct, Paul. So, histrionics is with you. 49 seconds are starting now.
I was on the Le Mans 24-hour car Riley when I turned to my companion and I said, what kind of speed are we going? I really lost it. My histrionics hit the roof and it was an open-top sports vehicle. I said to him, you are an absolute devil. Give me that map. You're no kind of navigator. We wrestled in the dirt, our clothes being torn asunder. It was covered on Channel 5.
Tony Challenger.
I think my challenge is deviation.
Why?
Because he is just actually demonstrating histrionics,
yes,
but not talking about histrionics.
I think he's demonstrating.
Well, I'm wrestling with my navigator in the desert.
I mean, I
you were at Le Mans.
That'd be the same.
That's why I'm arguing with him. We lost. We shouldn't be in the desert. What is this comedy by CFAX? What's going on here? Step by step explained.
You two
can understand a joke. What's going on?
No, I'm with you, Paul.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
He was giving a wonderful demonstration of histrionics, the whole attitude. He was describing a histrionic situation, and I think on every reason he deserves to have his point for being incorrectly challenged. And
I'm fully behind
29 seconds, Paul.
How many?
29.
Good God. I mean, how lovely.
I know. 29 seconds starting now.
Histrionics are known throughout the world of theatre. If you go to any West End Wendy and say to them, has there ever been a time when you've appeared in front of the audience and your voice has become very strange? And they say, never. We are professionals.
Tony, challenge again.
I don't get any connection here, really, with histrionics, I'm afraid.
Well, he was going to this actress, this Wendy.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've got to talk about the subject. I mean, actresses, you know, so what? You know, it's not really histrionic.
Well, so what? That's the challenge. Brilliant.
I mean, actresses and actors indulge in histrionics.
Yeah, so does everyone, but that's not... I mean, you're talking about it.
But he's sort of taught... He's inhabiting the whole histrionics theme.
I am being the subject. He is histrionics. I am literally become the subject.
Like,
all right. Paul then demonstrated it for Tony. Mm. And that's why the laughter was there, listeners. And I think he wins the day. Yeah. And you've still got 14 seconds, Paul. Starting now.
Trying to get the teachers angry at school, making them lose their temper. That was always something that you really inspired your other classmates to attempt. If the man standing in front of you suddenly lost his temper, you would say...
So Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle when gained that extra point, and with others in the round, he's taken a strong lead at the end of the round over all the others. And Tony, we're back with you to begin. Oh, the subject, man flu. Can you tell us something about that strange subject in this game, starting now?
I've always been a huge fan of the Chinese kung fu actor, Man Flu. Watched every single one of them, and was delighted to learn recently that this is an expression referring to how feeble men are when they catch a couple of germs. They're straight onto the sofa, lying down, temperature thermometer in the mouth. Ooh, go and get me a cup of tea, will you? I'm dying. Women would never put up with that. They are so much stronger, wiser, better in every way. Valiant rears or not, who cares? Women should be ruling the world.
Poor challenge.
Repetition of women.
Yeah, there's too much women in there.
And histrionics.
Mind you, we went down well.
It right, did. Yes. I know which sex to ingratiate myself with.
Paul, a correct challenge. 26 seconds, man flu, starting now.
The headline on the London Times the day after Wright Brothers managed to take to the air was Man Flu. And there was the photograph to show that Edgar, who wasn't actually there because he wasn't one of the actual...
Tony, challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, that's intended. Yes. 14 seconds, back with you, Tony. Man flu, starting now.
Man flu is stronger, obviously, than the female kind.
Lisa, challenge.
Deviation.
There's also hesitation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, you got the subject. Right. 9 seconds, Lisa. Man flu, starting now.
Man flu is a wonderful disease which negates the need for any sort of sympathy from the female of the house. You let them lie upstairs watching sport.
Right. So Lisa Tarberg was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. And she's leapt forward. Actually, we're moving into the final round.
Oh.
Oh, sadness. Right. Let me give the situation as we do. Lisa's trailing just a little behind Tony Hawkes, who's just 1 point behind Ross Noble. And Ross is a few points behind Paul Merton, who's in the lead. And Paul, we're back with you to begin. Oh, another serious subject here. The theory of relativity.
Oh, well, I...
I'm sure you know everything about it. 60 seconds.
Yes.
Starting now.
The theory of relativity was devised by Albert...
Ross Challenge.
I was a bit hesitating.
It was a bit hesitating.
Yeah, it was.
I think I did hesitate. You're right, because I was going to give the benefit of the doubt to you, but I give it to Ross.
No, I think I did.
Right. 57 seconds, Ross. The theory of relativity. Starting now.
The theory of relativity is time passes slower when you're with your relatives. This can be proved... mainly at Christmas time when you sit around...
Paul Chance.
A repetition of time.
Yes, time passes slower.
Christmas time.
Time's not on the card.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Thank God for that.
Yes. Share your thoughts exactly.
Right. You've got the subject back again, Paul. Theory of relativity. 48 seconds starting now.
The rapper's version is E equals MC Hammer. And if you actually put those two figures together, you realise that what that great scientist was about. He managed to find, through looking at physics and devising another higher form of mathematics, which could explain so much that goes on in the universe. Why is it that Eamon Holmes is still on television? The answer lies.
It is a challenge.
It's sort of deviation because we're not actually talking about
that's
the
a surprise.
Theory of relativity.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what happened there.
I was looking for some help.
Yeah,
I
agree.
No,
yes, deviation. Yeah, I don't think Eamon Holmes comes into the theory of relativity.
He might though. Might.
He does. Yeah, he does have his own gravitational pull.
Oh, Ross, that was brilliant. Give him bonus points, Ross, for that. Lisa gets a point because she had a correct challenge, and she has a subject, the theory of relativity, Lisa, starting now.
Albert Einstein, when coming up with this fantastic theory, was living in a shack with the mayor of Scarborough in 1939. Nobody really knows this, but the said official of the town looked into his eyes one day and said to him, Albert, I have never loved...
Full challenge.
That's a very sad story. But it's also repetition of Albert, sadly.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein, yes, you did say Albert before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What a pity, because we loved it.
Yes.
Right. So, Paul, you've got a correct challenge. You've 8 seconds. The theory of relativity is starting now.
Ah, the theory of relativity. I wonder, well, how many of you are familiar...
Ross challenge.
That was hesitation.
Yes, it was.
I think it was, yeah.
Anyway, the benefit of the doubt to you, Ross. 3 seconds on the theory of relativity starting now.
My grandfather was the mayor of Scarborough, and Albert Einstein once...
It's true. It is true.
So, as I said before we began that round, it was to be the last, and indeed it was. And Lisa came in 4th place, just behind Tony Hawks, and... He is a few points behind Ross Noble, and Ross is 4 or 5 points behind Paul Merton. So, Paul, we say you are the winner this week. So, it only remains for me to say thank you to these fine, talented players of the game, Ross Noble, Tony Hawks, Lisa Tarbuck, and Paul Merton. I thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score, blown her whistle so magnificently when the 60 seconds elapsed. We thank our producer, Talusha Galani, and we're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. We're grateful to our lovely audience here in the Radio Theatre and Broadcasting House. So from our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team here, say goodbye. But don't forget to tune in the next time we play Just a Minute! Yeah.